might never go to address how people see themselves, how they show up, not just the work that they're doing. And help them understand the nature of change for individuals and to invite them to consider change for themselves. A feature of effective leadership is how much that requires us to lead processes of change. And it's very hard to bring about significant changes in any human system or group without changes in those individual behaviours. And it's very hard to sustain those without understanding the underlying meanings that give rise to those behaviours. And it's very hard to lead on behalf of other people's changes without considering the possibility that we have to change ourselves. And so what Mind Navigator has enabled us to do is to really get underneath what is it that may be motivating in an unconscious way, what might be showing up in their behaviours and the way in which they're leading their teams through change. So the program really allowed us to understand at a very crucial time, what is it that I value? What are my strengths? What gaps do I have? What am I overplaying or underusing? What's edgy for me? What perspectives am I taking and what other perspectives could I be taking? How much do I accept myself and therefore where is my compassion for others in leading them through change? How agile am I in the choices that I'm making and how agile could I be if I were to understand what may or may not be hidden assumptions I'm making about the world, about reality, about the way I lead? And then, of course, the practice element is really, really crucial and a critical part of the success of the program. Extending this out over a period of time allows people not only to establish really fantastic connections with each other in a really safe way that allows them to be vulnerable, but it also allows them to practice some of these new and, you know, uncomfortable ways of being that are not familiar to them. So we had some excellent learnings and some really great feedback and accountability and collaboration and connection, building trust in and for the organisation, normalising what a safe environment can be, inviting the whole person to be in the workplace and not just separating what is, you know, your professional self from any other self you might be, and allowing and an accepting came up repeatedly in the feedback, and making space for people to self-reflect, to really deeply think about how the ways in which they show up and what their leadership residue might be. I really recommend the program for anyone who's considering ways in which leadership and the nature of change needs to be explored at a deeper level. This is a program that has been really profoundly impactful for those that were part of it from a personal level, but also for that particular cohort. There's been some relationships formed there that otherwise wouldn't have been.